I believe it's Solomon in Vancouver, B.C. Oh, Vancouver, you're on with James.
How are you doing, Art and James? As a matter of fact, I'm standing outside involved in the experiment, and I know that it's valid because 3 weeks ago I had a major vision that people all over the world were looking skywards, and there was all type of apparitions and UFO phenomenon taking place, but it had to do with the second coming of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And I believe that very, very firmly. Also, Art, I was on with you about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I had made the prediction that your wife was going to have a baby girl. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, I heard you on the air talking about the ultrasound, and congratulations on the young lady. A question I wanted to ask James. James.
Yes.
I've had contact since I was 3 years old. I've had contact with at least 24 different type of species.
Mm-hmm.
3 nights ago, here in Vancouver, as I'm standing outside, I was after I finished my meditation, intuitively I was told to come outside, and this beautiful white lotus light appeared over English Bay heading towards Vancouver. And I was listening to Art when he said just a few minutes ago the individual had fast-blasted him from Vancouver. I saw those two lights going across the heavens. One question I wanted to ask you. I speak an extraterrestrial language. Do you speak that? And number two, would you let the audience...
Wait. Solomon?
Yes.
If you speak an extraterrestrial language, say something.
All right, I will. And I want your listeners to concentrate on this, because every time I do it, everybody sees something different. But I'll do
Proceed.
It now.
Proceed.
Have you ever heard that before?
I have not, Solomon, and I am duly impressed. Have you, James, heard anything like that ever before?
You know, actually, I hate to admit it, but I have.
You have?
I try to stay grounded with all this, but I have words like that coming into my head. I have no idea what they mean, but they come with a feeling. And while he was speaking, I was getting some chills down my back.
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, that was out of the blue. I decided to ask him to say something, and, obviously... He was prepared, and it came out sounding not like any language I know, but sounding very specific and, wow.
You know, most people just categorize this, you know, in the nutcase category, but, you know, unless you're sensitive and you have the inner sensitivity to spiritually discern, you know, some of these things, and I'm one of them. You know, people do stuff like this to me all the time. I go, well, that's really nice. Have a great day. But, you know, I definitely felt an energy and a connection with that. And sometimes I hear that, but mostly my communication is thought to thought. And, I get the information very clearly. But there is this strange language, very, very similar to what he was
talking about. Whatever he did, it was impressive.